Greetings to joyful viewers. Today we're going to Zambia, a magnificent and peaceful land in Central Africa, to join their annual Kumboka ceremony. Zambia is home of great geographic diversity with highlands, plains, mountains and hills, rivers and waterfalls. Consisting of 72 ethnic groups, Zambians possess rich cultural traditions, including the famous Makishi Masquerade. The Makishi Masquerade is a great performance held at the end of the Mukanda ceremony that celebrates maturity, courage, and transformation of young boys. This masquerade has earned the recognition as an intangible cultural heritage from the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, in 2005. As a country with astonishing sceneries, Zambia is named after the Zambezi, a long river wandering through the landscape. The Zambezi River overflows in the summer over the Bulusi Plain. Nevertheless, after the floods retire, fertile soil and nutrients are left for the locals, the Luzi people, to nourish and grow crops and vegetables. The inundation of the river in summer can reach as high as 40 feet above normal. Therefore, around March every year, the Luzi people move to a higher land and return around August when the floods recede. The date varies each year and is not announced until a few days before the move. Led by the Litunga, the paramount chief of the Luzi people, this migration has become an annual ceremony called Kumboka, which means to get out of the water. The Kumboka ceremony involves a six-hour voyage starting from Lialui, the Litunga's palace during the dry season, to Limulunga, the capital during the flood season. This is followed by a week of celebrations with traditional music and dance performances. Before the departure in early morning, local people and tourists will gather around the palace while the royal staff loads the Litunga's possessions, the royal barge, Nalikwanda. Nalikwanda is a name that literally means for the people. According to legends, long ago, even before the first chief, a massive flood came and swallowed everything. People were in panic, trying to run away, but their only means of escaping was through the leaky dugout canoes. The high god, Inyambe, therefore ordered a man to construct a huge canoe named Nalikwanda. The Nalikwanda was painted with white and black stripes. White symbolizes spirituality, and black stands for the people. Today, the grand barges of the royal family are still decorated according to the tradition. Moreover, a statue of an elephant is placed on the top roof, which represents the authority of the Luzi king. Whereas a crane that signifies the authority of the queen is put on the queen's barge. Each canoe is maneuvered by over 100 traditionally clad paddlers. To them, it is a great honor to serve as a royal paddler for the chief. Now, let's have a glance of this Kumboka ceremony and observe the smoothly gliding crafts on the Zambezi waters. Accompany them are the blooming royal manoma drums and Luzi xylophones, which ensure that people will follow the barge to safe higher grounds. Let's have a look.
Paddlers, too, change the style of paddling according to the tune in play. It is not only the paddlers who enjoy the Manjavila beat, but also people on many small boats. The dance is never lacking in its flavor to satisfy the people in the procession. Though the migration takes about 6 hours to reach the mainland, hunger and thirst have not been victors of Kumboka attendants. The Nalikwanda should always arrive at her destined port the same day it's the tourists to experience the breathtaking moment of flying over the fleet of barges and canoes. It is an exciting activity for those who escort the king throughout the migration. As the harbor gets closer, the Nalikwanda and the rest of the barges are confined to the Mwaiwamo Canal. The movement of the fleet is slowed because of the narrowness of the canal. The canal itself is less than 10 meters at its widest point. This time round, some people, both the young and old from the mainland, would have walked few kilometers on the sides of the canal to meet the king. To ensure smooth movement of the fleet, water traffic control is common in western Zambia. At the winter capital, all roads lead to the harbor, where thousands of people wait for the arrival of the king. Both sides of the harbor are usually covered by people. Even before the arrival of the king, the whole harbor is awash with excitement. The head of state and all the dignitaries arrive at the harbor early enough to join the fanfare. The first kumboka between Lealui and Limulunga was held by King Nyeta III, who ruled the losses from 1916 to 1945. Visitors enjoy every moment at the harbor. This is because women keep the harbor alive by singing songs that welcomes the king.
After these short messages, we will see more about the kumboka ceremony. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Enlightening Entertainment. Today's program features the fascinating kumboka ceremony in western Zambia. According to the mythology of the Lozi people, the high god Nyambe created everything, including heaven and earth, and all the plants and animals of the wild. He told the first human, Kamunu, to be compassionate and not to kill other creatures as they are his brothers. This story, along with many others, has been passed down through oral history, songs, and dances. Now let us go and see the Nalikwanda's landing when the climax of the kumboka is approaching.
Before the Nalikwanda appears, the waiting crowd is alerted of the imminent arrival of the king by the appearance of the Natamikwa Royal Canoe. The kumboka reaches climax at Limulunga when the Nalikwanda first appears to people. The Natamikwa and Mundende Royal Canoes make spectacular movements before the multitude and bring the Nalikwanda Royal Badge. On arrival, the Nalikwanda performs three magnificent landings with further display of paddling skills. People knock against each other in order to find a good position from which to watch the Nalikwanda. Each landing is accompanied by specific traditional music rhythm to which the paddlers perform in unison. The first landing is accompanied by the music called Manjavila. Paddlers dance according to the rhythm of the beat. After the first landing, the Nalikwanda retreats to prepare for the second landing. The music played when the Nalikwanda Royal Barge returns to make the second landing is called Ishoma. Again, the paddlers change the paddling style and dance according to the beat. The Nalikwanda again retreats to prepare for the third and last landing. In the olden days, the three landings were also performed to assess the security at the harbor. If danger was detected, the Nalikwanda will retreat for good and never return. Today, Western Province is a land of peace and tranquility, and the Nalikwanda will always come back to dock for good, as it has been for many years. There is really jostling for space when everyone knows that the Nalikwanda is docking for good. It is a great occasion for every Lozi when the Nalikwanda completes the close to 6 hours journey the same day. The smoke from the royal barge is heavy. It may give an impression that the royal barge is on fire. To the Lozi people, it means the king is alive and well. The paddlers who rose above all odds to ensure the success of the migration start to disembark from the royal barge to clear the way for the king. The men in white are the royal tomb keepers. Well respected, they take their rightful position at the harbor as time draws near for the king to disembark. When the Sinkoya band plays, it marks the conclusion of the physical kuomboka. The king and the guest of honor need to take a rest. However, the cultural activities to celebrate the successful migration of the king go on for a week. The following day, the stage is ripe for a series of traditional dances. The dances are performed at a public square in front of the king's palace to rejoice at the king's safe journey. Popular music at every Kuomboka ceremony is called Kwita. It is produced from a friction drum by seasoned and skilled players. Kwita is mostly danced by the Luvale people of Western Province. Again, it is the variety of songs and dances that make the festivities interesting to watch. At the peak of the festivities, the king will always come out of the palace to watch the singing and dancing skills of his subjects. One is never old for the royal Sinkoya music. The music is irresistible to both the young and old. The Lozis know how to celebrate, knowing too well that Kuomboka is not an everyday event. Another interesting dance is the Likishi dance. Traditionally known as the spirit from the world of the dead, the Likishi has been a marvel to watch at every Kuomboka ceremony.
Truly a special experience to witness such a vibrant and joyful event. As a Canadian visitor once wrote, seeing this firsthand was electrifying and humbling. Electrifying to stand among thousands of Lozi people feeling the Asian drums beat and watching the huge boat carry their paramount chief. Humbling to recognize the strength, organization and history of this powerful tribe. May the traditions of the Kuomboka ceremony continue to delight all those who experience it. And may the Lozi Paramount Chief leaders and people of blessed Zambia be blessed in peace and prosperity. Thank you for joining us today on this exciting trip to Zambia. Coming up next is Words of Wisdom after Noteworthy News on Supreme Master Television. Wishing you a life blessed by nature and beautiful co-inhabitants.
For more details, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/EE.